Hello, my name is Jenna Borok, and I am a medical student and a research fellow here at Rady Children's Hospital working in the Department of Pediatric Dermatology. And today I'm here to talk with Dr. Lawrence Eichenfield on a basic algorithm for treating acne.
Greetings, everyone. What we'd like to do today is to go through sort of basic approach to taking care of acne, and we'll assume teenage acne, though it's pretty much the same for preteen acne and young adult acne as well. So general approach to taking care of a patient with acne starts off with an assessment of the patient, and I try to keep it simple. Basically, I'm looking at the patient to get a sense of whether their acne is on the milder side, maybe more comedonal rather than inflammatory. Is it more moderate, involving more like half the face, or is it more severe, involving most of the face? Plus, I like to know if there's chest or back involvement. And then I try to get a sense of whether there's scarring or not. And then especially in patients with skin of color, I notice if there's post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation, because those are issues that very much affect the patients and their sense of their acne. So when I'm looking at acne, I'm again sort of doing a mild, moderate, severe classification, plus or minus scarring, plus or minus hyperpigmentation. And then, of course, I'm trying to assess, has it been treated before? Is it fresh acne that hasn't had even over-the-counter treatment, so I can get a sense of what sort of therapeutics I can use. When it comes to treating acne, we sort of basically have the set algorithms that can be very helpful. Understanding that acne is multifactorial. We know that acne gets going when you have sebaceous gland activity and oil glands that are active in the skin. You could get the blockage of the outer surface of the skin of the sebaceous gland canal. There's distension of the sebaceous gland, proliferation of bacteria, especially P. acnes, and inflammation. And we try to use different elements of our agents to get are acne under control, but again, based upon severity. If you have mild acne, whether it be comedonal or mild inflammatory acne, you generally can start off with one agent, or if you want, two agents. And generally, you want to use something that's either antimicrobial, such as benzoyl peroxide, or a topical retinoid, because the retinoids can decrease plugging from happening in the skin. Either of those can be used as a monotherapy. If you'd like, however, you can use combination therapy, either with a combination of benzoyl peroxide and a retinoid, or some of the combination products, such as retinoid-benzoyl peroxide combinations, or retinoid antibiotic with benzoyl peroxide. And we know that there are some benzoyl peroxide clindamycin combinations that can be used as well. So you have the choice of single agent or multiple agents. For moderate acne, you have a choice depending on sort of how moderate it is. Should you treat predominantly with just topicals? And if you're going to use topicals, you want something that's like an antibiotic or antimicrobial and something that's a topical retinoid. Or is it bad enough? Or if there's a lot of chest and back involvement, would you like to use an oral antibiotic, but always generally with a topical retinoid? So if I have a patient come in, moderate acne, half the face involved, chest and back involvement, I might use either a topical retinoid plus benzoyl peroxide alone, or I could use an oral antibiotic plus a topical retinoid. Some general rules. If I'm using an antibiotic, either orally or topically, I like to use benzoyl peroxide along with it, either a benzoyl peroxide wash or a leave-on product, because that'll stop bacterial resistance. Otherwise, if you're using, for instance, clindamycin alone, you'll get rapid emergence of resistance of the P. acnes over time. The more chest and back involvement, the more tendency that I might use oral antibiotics in regimens of care. And then after I initiate for moderate acne, either of the combination of regimens with a retinoid plus benzoyl peroxide or with oral antibiotics, I'll assess and see how they're doing generally in 2 to 3 months. Now, with more severe acne, if you have severe inflammatory acne, if you have a significant amount of scarring, then generally you're going to start with an oral antibiotic, generally the cycling-based products, minocycline or doxycycline, plus a topical retinoid, usually with benzoyl peroxide in the regimens as well. And then you have to decide after evaluation if the patient's appropriate for referral. And then with further systemic therapy being either hormonal therapy, generally oral contraceptives in women of childbearing years who've been had their menstruation at least for a year, and or consideration of oral isotretinoin, although oral isotretinoin pretty much always is used after often two oral antibiotics. That's a criteria for many of the healthcare plans, or at least one good course of oral antibiotics. Now remember that topical retinoids vary, and that's something that's changing over time. We have tretinoin-based products, the old Retin-A brand name, and other formulations of tretinoin, which can be as creams or as gels or as lotions. There's adapalene, which is a less irritating molecule, also as creams or gels, two different strains available, and recently the approval of topical adapalene gel as an over-the-counter product, which could change some of our algorithms because it'll be probably at a much reduced cost, at least cost to the healthcare environment, as compared to prescription topical retinoids. Benzoyl peroxide products can be used either as washes, and they vary 3%, 4%, 5%, 10% products, or as leave-on products that may be more effective, but remember there can be problems with bleaching. In patients with more severe acne, after the initiation of our oral antibiotics, then there'll be the consideration of stepwise therapy, as mentioned before, either to a oral contraceptive, and there are some that are better for the acne, and then oral isotretinoin, which generally will require a referral out to dermatologist specialists. General overview. Then we take a look at the patient's severity of acne, but we also want to assess how much is impacting on that individual. Some patients are very much bothered by even mild to moderate acne. We'll occasionally get patients with pretty severe acne who may not be bothered by it. So there's a psychological impact that we want to assess as well. And that can influence how aggressive we get in both our initial therapy and then also in our repeat visits, generally at 2 to 3 month intervals. Remember, it's much easier for us to prevent scarring than it is to fix scarring down the road. We also want to be conscious of the psychological impact. So I hope that as a general overview, you're empowered to take care of most of your acne patients. We have a great set of products that can help us to manage the individuals, but also we as dermatological specialists are very happy to help you in both initiating and doing further therapy with your patients.